Oh my gosh, that makes me think of that girl in the shop the other day. So,
oh my god.
So Candace, Candace is giving this girl pricing for two different, like, if I want this many invitations versus this many invitations. And she's like, okay, well, you know, when it comes down to it, the price difference is going to be like, excuse me, like, difference of $15 or so. And the girl's looking down at the table and she's like, and she says this to herself out loud. She goes, oh, that's a significant difference. And I'm sitting at my desk and I hear this and I'm like, trying not to crack up. I'm like turning around.
Like, I'm trying to be professional here.
And so now in my head, I just hear, oh, that's a significant difference. And it's just living in my head rent-free.
Oh, my god.
It's cracking me
man.
Up every time. Significant
I cannot
difference.
Be around you, man. This sounds like off of, what is it, Superstar?
Yeah.
Mary Kathy Gallagher. Sometimes when I get really nervous, I put my hands on my wrist and I smell that. I get the same vibe.
It's a significant difference.
Then it makes me think of Napoleon Dynamite and the girl.
Yeah, your mom goes to college.
No, when she's taking a picture of Uncle Rico, she's like, yeah, that's so much better.
And then my brain goes to him. You know what I'm... My brain goes to him with the Tupperware, Kip with the Tupperware.
Oh, Kip. Oh, my
like,
goodness.
It's virtually unbreakable. He's like, he runs over it with the van and it cracks.
And he's like,
and he just drops away.
Gone. I was like, but you know what? I can't blame him. The sales pitch is over.
It's over.
Yes. This is over.
It's definitely
There's nothing
breakable.
Else to talk about. It's over with.
It's definitely breakable.
Definitely.
So our brains work. I call it spaghetti brain. Is how I'm. It made.
There's probably a real medical term for
the
it.
The medical term is probably ADHD. I don't
yeah.
know.
We don't have medical friends, so you know they don't hang out with people like us.
We're not paying anybody.
There you go.
But I call
we
it.
Could, we could pay somebody.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know if they had a license or not. Would they?
If I'm paying anybody, I'm definitely paying for the license.
But we, I don't know if we have that in the budget
Maybe
yet.
Snort.
Yes. Number one.
Yeah, anyway, spaghetti brain. So I like, it in my head, I picture a bowl of spaghetti noodles. And like, it starts over here and then it goes over all the way over to this end. Mm-hmm. And in between are movies and song lyrics. And that's how my brain works. And luckily, Candace is the same way. So we'll be sitting at work, and one of us will start singing the song, and then the other's on the other side of the table doing some kind of weird beat and adding some kind of back noise.
It's starting to get a little scary, y'all.
It
because
is.
Because I'll be thinking something. And I don't know if I hum it and don't realize that I've hummed
know.
It.
I don't know.
But I feel like it's all inside, and no one can hear it, and yeah. she'll be singing. I'm like, get out of my head.
That was just in my brain.
So why are you singing?
It happens all the time.
I was just singing it.
And I haven't figured...
No.
Well, what's bad is I haven't figured out if my subconscious, like if you were humming it and I heard it, but I didn't realize when I was hearing it. And
I don't
like,
know.
Eh,
I don't know.
Maybe we're just putting out vibes.
I have no idea. It's getting scary. I don't know. We'll be thinking the same thing sometimes. And I'm like, no, you need to get out of there.
It's scary. Lock it down.
Two more steps and you're going to regret it. Two more steps.
Don't open that drawer. Don't touch it.
You're going to come back. You're going to come back down, and you're going to wish you never went up there.
Don't go in the basement.
Don't go in the basement.
There's a lock on that for a reason.
Oh, goodness.
We don't let that out.
I'm concerned. Really, really, really concerned. Okay.
So I feel like we should share... kind of what we were discussing earlier.
What we were discussing earlier. We discussed a lot earlier.
I get so mad because we waste so much good content.
I told her, when we get in the car, we're just going to have to decide to just put a camera up.
Something.
Because we, the whole entire time we're around each other, we're laughing and joking. Yep. So we should just put up a camera.
And just record
it. And just record it.
It should just be a what do you call it, reality show.
Yeah, just give y'all a freebie or something. I don't know.
That sounds terrible.
Maybe VH1 will pick it up.
Yeah. Is VH1 still out there?
I think it is.
Maybe TLC.
Along with those other three-letter networks.
MTV. Is Fuse even a network anymore?
I don't know.
I used to... Oh, Pants Off, Dance Off. Did you ever watch that?
What is that?
Oh, my God. I used to watch Fuse at night, and it was, like, basically porn without being porn.
What?
It was literally...
Wait,
okay,
hold up.
So, Jody...
Whoa. You're not going to speed past that.
I'm not. I'm explaining.
No. We're going to talk about it, and then you're going to tell me what it is.
Sorry.
Porn without porn?
Yes, it's porn without being... That's blurry. They got the little squiggles. Okay, so, Jody Sweetin, you know...
From Full House.
From Full House. Yes. The middle child, Stephanie.
Stephanie, yeah.
Yes. She was the host... and hostess, and so all they would do is show a current music video, and it was on, like, in real life, it was on a green screen behind somebody who was dancing and stripping to it throughout the entire music video, and they would get down, like, their underwear and stuff. At the very end, they'd pull their underwear down.
HBO After Dark is
going on. And it's just a big blur, and you're like, oh, so close, and then they'd go to the next one, and it'd be a dude, and he'd be dancing to this song. It was so ridiculous, but I used to love it. I watched it all the time.
Where were your parents?
In bed. It was like 11 o'clock.
I watched Tales from the Crypt at night.
This is what happens when your kids have satellite in their bedroom.
I mean, we had cable with free HBO, but we watched Tales from the Crypt.
You were a preacher's kid. I wasn't supposed to watch that either. I still watch that. What,
Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my jam.
Yeah.
That was it. Me and my brother watched it. Now, being the baby of the family.
I was the baby. You don't hear me talking about it all the time.
Being younger, I put it that way. Being the younger sibling, having an older sibling, and don't act like you don't know, because you do.
I know.
Watch Tales from the Crypt. And my brother would like, that's the reason why I don't like to watch really scary movies. Not that I'm really scared of them anymore. It's just...
I'm
traumatized, okay? I'm trying to get through it. One movie at a time. So my brother would cut off all the lights after we watched Tales from the Crypt. At the time, when I was a lot younger, of course.
Notice this. No. Just let it happen.
At the time, I used to sleep with my bedroom door open. I was a kid, you know.
That's always closed.
I mean, I sleep with it closed now, but then I slept with it open, and our bedrooms are right across from each other. And so he would cut off all the lights. I would go to my room. I'd be like, you know, good night, you know. Go to my room. We're on the other end of the house. My mom and dad is on the opposite end of the house, so they don't even know what's going on. We don't even know we're up. We probably shouldn't be up. But anyway, so watch a Tale from the Crypt. It goes off. I go to my room. He cuts off all the lights, and he like, I'd be like, Candace. Julius? Candace. Stop playing, man. And from then on, I was like, I'm not watching scary movies anymore. Uh-oh. Don't try to scare me tonight, man.
Oh, my God.
Torture. Older brothers.
Suck. Terrible. Terrible.
I love you, though.
Mine beat me like a man.
Man. Are you ready to tell your story?
We wouldn't be funny if they didn't traumatize us.
That's what it is.
This is why we're hilarious.
And they should be paying us.
They should.
You know what I'm saying?
Reparations. And there was the line. Okay, I'll move my own.
Yeah. Don't
get you a little. Do I get one up here?
Yeah. You get a visual, but then you also get one up. God dog it. You get one of those.
Okay. Oh.
So, I know we haven't talked about this board here.
You gave me one and a half. I don't get one and a half.
No, it's not a one. There it's a one. There anyway, we go. So let's explain the board let's here. This is a perfect I've time.
Cross the line.
Occasionally, more Whitney than me, say things that we probably shouldn't have said and that is probably going to ruin our chances of getting through the pearly gates. So we start here.
We have a visual now.
Says, hey, Jesus.
What's up?
And those are the pearly gates and there's heaven and things. And
shinies.
That's Candace and that's Whitney's. And if we say something that could possibly send us to hell...
We know that Jesus is up there going.
Yeah. We just move a little closer this way. You know? So, yeah. That was your one.
That was my one.
Yeah.
You
broke the seal on that one. Good job.
I'm breaking everybody in.
Good job. All right. Mom and Dad's so proud.
They're going to listen with pride.
They probably will.
They love me. I was always the comic relief.
Well, I mean, they probably put you on a prayer list now. Church. Yeah. Okay.
I have to at your church. My mama goes to church.
Yeah.
I'm sure they still pray. It's fine.
Why wouldn't they pray?
I don't know their lives.
What?
I don't know what they do. I'm sure my mama prays. I'm sure my daddy prays.
I love you, Timmy.
You should see his calves. We'll talk about that in another podcast. That's another
episode. We'll talk about that a whole episode.
I got anyway. His calves.
So yeah, that's what the board is
this
for.
Is when he quits listening. He's gonna just turn.
He's like, oh, I can't with y'all. Y'all ain't right.
Y'all should listen when y'all are drunk. Get really drunk and then listen to the podcast. We will be the most hilarious people you've ever heard.
We don't need to get drunk and do this podcast.
Oh, my God.
There is no telling how that would work. Oh, my God. I probably wouldn't be able to go to church.
What was I talking about before we got to that? Because I had something to say, and then I totally lost it.
Man, you should get those birds out your
The out stupid your head. Spaghetti noodles.
I mean, they're up there having a time. It'll come back to you, maybe.
Maybe.
Your age is showing.
My Alzheimer's.
Your Alzheimer's. I don't think that's what it's really called. I know that's what we say, but that's not how you say it.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a specialist in speaking, because I'm not. You're going to hear me.
We could print you a medical certificate.
I might need one, because I have trouble saying words sometimes, so I have to, talk slowly or over... pronunciate things and
enunciate. Say specific.
I hate you.
It's specific.
Look, I can't talk, and along with a bunch of other Americans, and we're not gonna stand for it. This gentle bullying is not to be had.
Our entire friendship is gentle bullying. Just showing you a little bit closer to the edge every day.
I can say specific. Thank you.
You did it. That's the first time I've heard it in 3.5 years.
Don't ask me to say it again. I really concentrated to say that word.
You put the in the right word.
Yeah, I did.
Good job.
Mommy, I am somebody.
I'm so proud of you.
Can I get a certificate?
I'll print you one later.
Sweet.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Gold nomination coming next, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. You was going to make a valid point about something.
I was. And my spaghetti
I felt like it was going to be something major. It's now the world will never know.
It's going to be great, man.
Man.
Talked about dance off, bands, whichever order that was.
The porn, not porn.
The porn, not porn, yeah. It was high school porn. It's like, back when we had DVDs and VHS tapes, and it wasn't just on the internet free.
Remember VHS tapes? You hit the eject button, and then if you didn't go get it in time, it sucked it back in.
And then you get confused, and you're hitting the button, and it's going and in, it's out, like, in, out, in, out.
Well, I guess I will be watching VeggieTales.
Again.
By the way, confession, I never watched VeggieTales.
What? I didn't until I was an adult.
Do tell.
I guess that is unusual.
not normal.
Never thought about it. I grew up in a, we'll say, very conservative church. Okay. So we did not believe in VeggieTales. We believe vegetables.
You didn't believe. You didn't believe in the veggies or the tails.
The talking vegetables.
I mean, you know, you just gotta get your illa vegetables.
I just put like 12 syllables.
Vegetables.
I just put like 12 syllables. Syllables. And the words vegetables.
Vegetables. Could you use it in a sentence, please?
Those vegetables just talked. Are you high, sir?
There's a significant difference.
There's a peach singing about a hairbrush. Sir, are you on drugs?
Stay by the car, please.
I watched him as an adult. Like, I'd never even, I think, I had seen it, like, when you go to Lifeway and the, like, the Bible right. bookstores, like, you'd see all the VeggieTales, and I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I seen it. I was like, this looks corny. I'm not going to listen to this.
I went to church camp, and this girl was obsessed with her Bob the Tomato doll that she brought with her, like, plushie. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We were horrible. We gently bullied her too far. We hid her Bob the Tomato while she was in class one day.
Oh, my Lord.
This girl was in the stairwell having a mental break because we stole her Bob the Tomato.
Oh, my God. You need to apologize right now.
I don't remember your name, but I apologize. I just remember the story. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Anyway. Dadgummit.
Yeah, I'm just.
I am racking them up tonight.
I'm just saying. That's horrible. I would have never done anybody like that because I'm a good kid.
Because you didn't have
when
any,
I was growing up.
You didn't have any friends to bully. You had cousins. And you were the baby. Bless your heart.
You don't have to bring that up. I'm still working with that.
But yeah, my ex-husband was obsessed with them because he would be at church. And mm-hmm. that was like, they would just go up to the church in the summer and hang out and watch VeggieTales all day on one of those like TVs on the carts.
Oh, know? Man, the old school ones from school? Man, it was going to be a good day.
Yep.
When you seen that cart out in the middle like, of that whoop. Floor. It's like, ooh, we ain't doing nothing today.
Nothing.
Finna get me some sleeps.
Yep. So, yeah, he got me into watching them. And then the little, you know, our kids watched it. Uh-huh. And I'd never seen it before then. And I was like, man. This is actually kind of cool. I liked it. Those songs are still in my head.
I'll get you a t-shirt.
Please don't.
You're talking about that. There's probably bunch of other people, maybe 10 people in the whole United States that would love VeggieTales just as much as you do. And y'all could be a support group. Maybe. Go to conventions and things like that. Y'all would be the only ones there, but it'd be cool experience.
VeggieCon?
VeggieCon. Maybe.
Would it be wrong to bring a casserole?
Why would you bring a casserole?
It's got cooked vegetables.
Oh, my. That's almost like cannibalism.
I
like,
know, right?
That's not right.
I gotta bring something with tomatoes in it.
Oh. And the girl that you gently bullied that was sitting in the stairwell will be there, and she's going to remember your face, and you're going to bring tomato soup to the veg con, and she's gonna lose her crap right there.
She's going to be sitting there holding Bob and Robin.
Oh, no, she's going to amp it up because she's been looking for you for years.
She's in a Bob costume. I'm going to get attacked.
She is going to remember your face.
Oh, my God. I don't remember her name. She had dark hair. That's all I remember. That's all I got.
That's a very good description. You would be great in a crisis situation. Really, like, had dark hair?
Let me draw a picture.
He had dark hair. Oh, that's great.
She had bangs. Okay.
Okay, bangs.
It was brown, and her hair was straight.
Oh, okay. You're using a black pen, by the way.
Shh. Okay. She had brown hair. And it was straight.
Yeah, that looks a little then, bit
wait,
like...
Wait, I'm getting there. All
the
right.
Hamburglar.
And then, all right, she had tears.
Possibly Grimace.
Tears. And she was sad. And there, that's what she looked like.
Oh, my God. Let me see this thing here. So the world can see your artwork.
If you see her, tell her I'm sorry.
I don't know if y'all can see that in the frame, but that's what she looks like.
That's her description.
So I
said or, Rebecca. I don't know if her name is Rebecca, but it feels right.
Those are lovely bands.
Yes.
She has a square chin.
Yeah, she had a square face there.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting me that point, Rebecca.
She's been through enough. She doesn't need you putting it on her plate. God.
Yes.
Yeah. That poor thing.
I did this to myself. I didn't have to share that story. I thought this was a safe space. I knew better. I'll lie. I knew better.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So, Rebecca, if you're out there, we're with you. We love you. We support you.
In thoughts and spirit. She grew up the same way I did.
She
don't really believe in that.
She's probably listening to this podcast. She's going to write in. And I'm gonna make this reunion happen on camera.
The one. Oh, God.
Your whole soul left right there. He's like, oh, Jesus.
I did not think about the consequences of telling that story.
This is how. Hey, that's how to get the best of them.
This is good TV. She comes in and she's like, I've hated you. I had to go to therapy. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
I'm deeply sorry for anyone that I've offended during this podcast.
That's a significant difference.
That's a significant difference.
Oh, Lord. Veggie tales. Okay.
What else would you like to discuss?
This is the first time I've heard these stories. I'm starting to think I don't know this person across the table from me. Starting to second guess things in life. I mean, it started with the beaver nugget. That's when I seen the change in her. That's what I said.
Way before I knew beaver nuggets existed.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Secrets are coming out.
That's what brought it up. Okay.
Secrets are coming out. Because I'm starting to think you're not the person I thought you were. Just saying. Look who has two marks on the board compared to my zero. See, halo.
I mean, that's an easy fix. Turn around for a second. All I gotta do is sweep. And he's very happy to help me see his face. Oh, Jesus. So it's okay.
You can erase it from the board. The Lord will never erase it from the heart. You gotta cut back on the cigarettes.
Oh, God. I've smoked three in my whole life.
Packs? Oh, my gosh. You have a problem. 3 packs a day?
This escalated quickly.
3 packs a day is a lot. Mm-hmm. You should wear a patch. That's what they do.
I've heard those things cause nightmares.
What? Who told you that?
Everybody I know that's ever tried to quit and, put the patch on. They're like, man, I had nightmares last night. They were so vivid, and I couldn't wake up from them. Every person I know that's tried them.
Sound like they on drugs. And cigarettes had nothing to do with it, nor the patch.
I have no comment.
So they're possibility. They could have been.
I have no comment.
Okay. All right.
We won't drag up the past.
No. We don't have to talk about it.
Were you funny before you were traumatized?
I don't know when I was traumatized.
I don't know when I started being funny. We need to discuss this in therapy.
I think I was traumatized early in life, so I was always been funny then.
Me too, I guess.
Since birth. Man. No, I think I don't know if it was like a coping mechanism, like as a kid to help fit in or to just like to break the ice. I think I do it now sometimes when I'm like nervous.
Why is that? I'm thinking about me. I'm like, sometimes I don't realize what I'm doing. I'm sorry. Over here sounding like the Hamburglar. Or fat hour.
But anyway, like I was saying, I know I do it sometimes now to kind of break the ice.
Yeah.
because I'm naturally a shy person. I know people that know me, they're like, you're not shy. Yes, I am. Put me in a room with full strangers. I ain't talking to you.
Yeah, I might find a weirdo that looks like I might could it's joke like, with he him looks in the safe. Corner.
I'm going over there.
Yeah.
I'm not even doing that. To be honest with you, I'll stand over here.
Or like at the refreshments table, I'm like, man, there's a lot of people here, not right.
Yeah, I mean, I talk to you if you talk to me, but I'm not going to initiate the conversation.
Yeah,
might be why.
And that's why it took us like what 3 months to really warm up to each other, because you're over there being quiet and I'm over here being quiet. And
yeah,
like, man, I hope she's as weird as I am.
I don't even remember if there was weirdness between us.
I think I started doing stupid stuff first, and you're like, okay.
She ain't got no sense. We
takes,
good.
Takes me a couple weeks, and then I'm just like, I'm here.
I don't know. I mean, I just remember, like, your interview.
Oh, my God. Our boss.
We don't have to talk about it. But I just remember that day and seeing you. And your family was in the car. But that's really all I remember about.
That makes me sound like I'm horrible at interviews. Okay, we got to explain this.
No, it's not. I'm just saying.
This was not a planned interview.
In her defense, our boss called her. She was out with her family.
I wasn't dressed up. I had just thrown my hair in a ponytail. I don't even know if
yeah,
I was wearing makeup.
Yeah, she was just
makeup.
In town. It was like, you
I was
know,
not wearing interview clothes or mentally prepared yeah, in any way.
She was in her grocery gear. Okay.
Yeah.
And so he called because he was looking for somebody. And she was like, well,
he was like, can you come in today? And I'm like,
yeah, I can, but
I'm in town, but I have my family with me. I'm not dressed
up. Like, come on,
I can go home and come back. And he's no, just come on in. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. So that's the first meeting was like,
I walk in and Candace's like, that's unprofessional.
I did not think that. I was like, oh, that's unusual. But also, my boss called you here, so I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I have a horrible memory. So I don't even remember, like, if there was weirdness. I don't have that memory in my head.
I just remember I was really nervous, and he's sitting there at the front counter in what's now my chair, and he's sitting there with his arms crossed, just lean back, and he's like, yeah, so tell me about yourself. You're not one of those designers that thinks you should be getting like $15 an hour, are you?
And you're like, yeah, I am.
What are you paying?
I could be, if you want to pay me.
How far you have to drive? An hour. And I'm like, I've been driving an hour my entire life. I live in
I do remember raising the concern of, like, I said, you know, I mean, that's fine. She looks, you know, good on paper or whatever, but she's driving an hour. I'm not sure if that would work, you know. I'm not sure.
She was bullying me from the beginning.
I was being realistic. You know, he doesn't think about those kind of details sometimes. He's just like, yep, that's what we're going to do. It's like, wait a minute, hold up. We need to talk about these things. Yeah, okay, you got those figured out? Okay, we're good. You know,
everybody asked me that in every single interview. Man, that's a long drive. You sure? And it's like, I've been doing it since I've been working.
Right. I'm like, I have no other choice.
I'm like, seriously.
It's like, if you don't hire me, I don't have nowhere to go.
that's my native tongue.
This is it.
I'm hiding it to fit in.
But that, I mean, that's really all I remember.
I remember you being really quiet, and you're like working on this printer that's behind your desk, mm-hmm. and you're just like over there making copies, and then you give me the side eye every once in a while.
Did I give you side eye?
And I'm like, she don't like me.
Did I give you side eye? Yeah. I apologize for previous Candace. I told you I'm not good with meeting new people. That include people I work with. I have to feel you out first.
Yeah.
Because I like to joke and laugh, but if you're not that type of person, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to offend you.
Also, I don't want to rub
you. I don't want to rub you my way. I don't be like, well, okay, that didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm going to hole punch a sniper.
You don't like to work hard for your joke.
No,
for your laughs.
I don't like to work hard for my laughs. I tell her that. And, you know, I'm dating now. I'm dating after a hiatus.
We're using that term loosely. We're trying to date.
We're trying to date, but it ain't working well. Anyway, and it's like, I don't want to have to work for my jokes. Mm-hmm. I just do stuff, and it's funny. I'm not really trying. It just happens. And sometimes I'm shocked myself.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know what? That was pretty dang funny. That was pretty dang good if I didn't say so myself. I get an A, you know.
Proud of myself for that one.
Pat on my back right there. You know, that was really good. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You going to be somebody. Uh-huh. So when I had to work for it, it's like, well, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. This ain't going to work at all.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to stay over here. You stay over there. We're getting along. You ain't gonna have no beef with me. We ain't gonna talk. Pass me them papers. Thank you. Appreciate you. All right. Good. Thank you. Good job.
I would rather clean my entire floor with a toothbrush than have somebody with sense of humor.
Specific detail.
I mean, I'm just like, what is the most obnoxious thing that I could do? I would rather, what would you rather do than deal with somebody with no sense of humor and have to work for it?
I would rather, let me think about that one.
I would rather slide down one of those big, huge aluminum slides from when we were kids, butt ass naked.
In the middle of summer.
In the middle of summer.
Ooh, wait! You ain't playing. Cause that right there, I felt the burn just thinking about it.
I know, right? And you hear hear that noise? Do you hear it? Like,
yes. And some, let me say this. This is a public service announcement. Let me say this. Some of you didn't have that experience, and it shows.
Yes. Yes.
You don't know what you're doing out here in the world.
Yeah. They got these nice little plastic slides.
Yeah. It shows that you ain't been on those aluminum hot slides.
Burn your legs.
Really do. That's what's wrong. I done figured it out.
Where the back of your thighs get stuck to it, kind of like the leather seats.
Then
in
you
a
hit
car.
The very bottom, that where it's real warm down. Man. Yeah. Mm. You get to the bottom. Oh, my God.
It's like hot potato.
I still got them lines on my leg.
I swear. At least embedded in my brain. Oh, my God. Oh,
man, that is pretty awful.
Yeah.
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 Man. I wish I was back in school. Back then, it was such a simpler time. I didn't have bills. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
I missed that life.
Yeah. No bills. That is a very nice time. Man. We thought we could grow up and be rich. And
I can't wait to be a grown up.
I want to go back in time and slap myself.
I know. It just,
for not taking naps.
He's like, I can't wait to come here. Let me talk to you.
For not taking naps at nap time. For not living.
How dare you say something stupid like that.
Man, if I went back now with what I know now and go back then in kindergarten, man. Oh, the best naps.
I know it. Oh. It's crazy.
We missed out on all that.
We missed out on.
We did not appreciate what we had.
We did not. Man, I wish they would incorporate a nap in my day. I'd be a better person.
If only we lived in a different country. There are different countries that do that, man.
If I were,
and they have those sleep pods where you can go inside of it and it closes like a big egg,
what?
And you can have noise, or you can put on the cancel headphones, or
Where that at?
I have to look up the article, but it's there.
Man, that's the kind of life I want to live.
I know, right? Or we can go to Europe where they all take a holiday for an entire summer. There's like businesses that shut down all summer, and you just get to
and
do.
They care about their people.
They do.
They care about their people.
America don't care.
They just don't.
America.
I want naps.
I know, right?
You can tell you what's the best nap? Them Sunday. Afternoon naps. I don't know what it is. I could take a nap any other day of the week. But that one on Sunday hit
Lord.
Different.
Yes.
And I don't know what it is. I think the Lord just like said, you know, you need to give your rest.
You need to rest.
You know, that's why he rests on the seventh day. That's what it is.
Sunday's the first day. Did I cross a line?
I was trying to put a point.
Okay,
you were supposed to go with
just,
me.
Just edit that
out. Can you not just support me one time as a friend?
Time.
You going to do this in front of everybody?
In front of the company?
You just going to do this in front of everybody?
My bad. Okay. As you were, just edit it.
I don't want to talk
just
about it now.
Just edit all that out.
It's over with now.
The Sunday nap.
It's not the same.
Where you wake up and you're like, where am I? But you're in your own
room.
Okay,
so what are we talking about now? I don't want to talk about that now. You ruined my moment.
I'm sorry.
Lord, you always want to steal the spotlight. Mm-hmm. There's two lights in this room. There's enough for both of us.
I didn't say anything. I just did a silent count. I didn't say anything.
If I didn't have a quota to meet, we wouldn't be friends.
Me too. Best friends forever.
My quota is numerical.
What is mine?
What I mean is based on numbers of friends. Yours is maybe
one friend that happens to be white.
No, 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 no.
What are we?
I think yours is based upon, how can we say this? If we have
melanated
four white crayons and one cocoa brown crayon.
I thought it was caramel.
They don't have caramel in the colors. Maybe in the extended pack.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one, the 64 yeah. With the sharpener on the back of it.
Ooh, that was the jam.
Okay. Not Rosar. We talking about Crayola.
Crayola. That's okay.
Real stuff. Okay.
That's what the good kind.
You know,
okay,
when you come to school and you had that Crayola box, you're like, ooh, they got the 64 pack.
Yeah.
I want to be your friend so we can share colors because I want
yes.
the bright color orange / green or whatever color that is. It was not in the regular 12 pack.
Yeah, I need your
or
neons.
The 24. I need that kind of blue, almost green color right there.
Yeah, because there's like seven shades to choose from.
That's the color I want my grass to be.
Yeah. I'm going to mix like three or four colors of green and make it look real. Oh, over here's where my dad poisoned. It's yellow.
Okay, so back to what I was saying.
Okay, quota four.
So mine is based on number of friends. Period. 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 Yours, I think, is on a different scale. I think yours is based upon.
I'm learning something.
You know how the census comes around and finds out how many people are in your house? And then they ask, are they white or non-Hispanic or African-American? I think that's the way you do your friends. Like, that's how you determine your quota.
So I'm, like, taking a census of my life, and I'm like, I need two black friends.
That's kind of what I was saying. I was just trying to not say it that way.
I don't remember that happening. I don't remember
like
this
census. If I lose this one,
I gotta go find another.
I gotta go find another one. I gotta start all over.
That's wrong, and that is not how I pick my friends. My friends picked me.
I don't know if I picked you. I think it was just kind of by default.
That hurts. You cut me deep, Shrek.
What I'm saying is, I think we purposely crossed each other's paths.
Jesus, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I have a hard time explaining things and saying words. Okay, I just have a hard time speaking. So this is why I tell jokes. So you can look past that and say, you know what? She can't talk, but she's so funny. She can't say specific for nothing. But that girl going places. She funny.
You said it twice in one night.
Yeah. That's where my tumors come from.
Yeah.
Look at my dance. Okay, it's probably, I don't
that
dance.
That was terrible. Don't edit that out.
I'm editing it out. I don't dance in public.
I'm not doing that.
Me either. Nobody's going to see that.
Me either.
I'll probably leave it in.
Yeah.
It's all about getting out your box.
Yeah.
So what I was saying earlier.
Good job remembering. I was already gone.
Well, I don't know what we were talking about earlier, but I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. I've had a year of first.
I think that was 30 minutes ago. Good job.
Yeah, but we're going back to it to actually expound.
Yes.
Hey! Yes. Hey! That's a 10 point.
10?
Scrabble word?
Maybe. I don't know.
10? Maybe. Okay. Maybe get on the double. Anyway.
Letters? I don't know.
Who knows? I don't even know how many letters in there. I really can't
tell. 7. Spell. You're a first. Tell us about your firsts.
So, I told you, I'm a naturally shy person.
Yes.
I'm a bit of a hermit.
Did I help get you out of your bubble a little bit?
No.
Like, take a little
bit. What? Noelle? Yes and no. Okay, yes and no. Right, I'll be fair. Okay, yes and no. I'll get to that. But, so, I like a comfortability. Mm-hmm. And people like your comforts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come home, mm-hmm. you put your shoes in the same spot, you go do your same routine most times when you go home.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what you do. That's mm-hmm. your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got in that comfortable zone.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous place to be. It really
yeah.
is. Because you
if you're
stop,
comfortable, you're not growing.
Yeah, you're not growing. You stop living your life.
Yeah.
And that's where I was. So I was like, you know what? I am 35 years old at the time. And I'm like, I'm not doing this no more. I'm not.
And I said, self. And I said, yes.
So I said, self. Myself said, huh? I said, girl, you got to get up.
Get out that bed.
Get out that bed and walk.
Right. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Hold my mule.
All right. I don't. You have a mule? I don't have one of those. What's that mean? Okay. So I was like, I'm not living life. I'm just going through a routine. I'm just going with the motion. I'm not living life. So I decided to go outside my bubble and do things don't ordinarily do, mm-hmm. and I say yes and no. You help with that because I have somebody to help encourage me. I have somebody mm-hmm. to do these things with
because
mm-hmm. I would probably be afraid to do them by myself.
Yeah, I
you
get
know.
That.
So that include like same. You know getting out in this dating thing. I got on my first airplane.
That was awesome
last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Washington D.C. with my brother and my mom. Which was great. Want to go back. Still not 100% on the plane ride. You know, there's a different way to get there at the same time. I would do it.
Go gadget wings.
Because I'm afraid of heights and my stomach is weird. Like, I don't like going over, like, hills fast and stuff. Oh, yeah. My stomach drops. I'm not nervous, but my stomach, my body says, And so it seizes up. And so I'm not, yeah. So, yeah, the plane ride. Yeah. Anyway, I know I got to do it, and I will do it again if I plan on seeing more of the world, which I do plan on doing.
Or meeting God, whatever.
More church. What?
What? What? Sorry, this is your story. Go ahead.
If I could tell it. Anyway.
Squirrel. Go ahead.
So I did that. That was the first. I've just purposely put myself in uncomfortable situations to get out of that.
Yes.
That's the only way to do it, is just to jump out there and do it. This podcast is one of them.
Yes, for both of us on that
Never
one.
Would have done this
mm-hmm.
a year ago.
No.
It don't take long to change your situation. It
does take a lot of mental effort.
But it does take, you know, you got to pretty much, I'm at the point now that I don't think about it. Because if I think about it, I ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
I just got to.
That anxiety is going to
I just got to go. Like I was probably more nervous about this today because it's actually the day
yes.
of than I was before. I'm just like, all right, we gotta get this ready. I'm ready. All right.
Yep.
And I'm a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to this stuff, so I'm like checking lights. I don't check these lights 37 times.
We've been waiting 3 hours for this. She's been checking
We've been
lights.
Checking lights for 3 hours.
She's like, camera, no, twitch it. Turn
yeah.
it. Like,
hey,
twist.
Make sure that,
hey,
that I got the headroom okay.
Eighth of an inch.
All right.
Sure.
All right. Just, you know, bring that in. Mm-hmm. I'll bring your mic in. Okay. Just don't go past here.
I don't like these
don't,
lights.
Don't
back
bring,
these lights.
Yeah, back this light. Like, what'd you think about this
Lighter.
Color? These
Dimmer.
Bright. I don't like that glare on the side. That's
literally 2 hours. Literally. Not even.
And then I was like, okay, all right, let me check the sound right quick. Okay, check the sound.
I'm like, I might go make some coffee.
Okay. All right. She's like, well, I'm gonna go make coffee. It's gonna take I was like, well, I'm gonna be ready in 2 minutes. Okay, well, it's gonna take 4. Okay. It took longer than
20 minutes later.
4 minutes, but I got the cameras right and stuff like that. So I hope it looks good. I hope it's going to sound great. And I hope it's going
to fingers crossed
make you feel even better.
I appreciate you.
But, so, yeah. So, we just had to do it. And so I just, like when we started today, I just hit the record button. Didn't think about it. We didn't.
Yeah.
I was recording. She didn't even know it. I was like, because it's, I want this to feel organic. As it should.
Yeah.
Because this is not an act. This is just who we are.
This is just us.
I don't know another way to be.
No.
And this it. So this though, if this ain't good enough, sorry for you.
It is
it is what it is.
We tried it. We gave it a shot.
We gave it a shot.
Sell all the equipment and go back to what we were doing.
Could you probably do better? You probably could. Yeah. I'm not concerned with that. I'm doing what I'm doing. Yep. I'm doing what I can do.
I've enjoyed your year of first, because it's been a year of first for me too.
Yes, yeah.
I'm not going to get into my background the past 14 years. I was married 14 years and now it's been over a year of divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But with you,
mm-hmm.
now I have a travel buddy.
Yes.
And because of the every other weekend kid situation, I have a babysitter every other weekend. So now we can go and explore.
And do stuff.
And because I love traveling. I couldn't really travel for the past 14 years. And now it's like...
Awesome. Free time.
Let's go throw axes. Let's go to Top Golf. Let's go whatever we want to do.
By the way, since you brought it up. First of all, I think I wouldn't be out of line saying this, but I'd like to give a shout out to our friends. G.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Yes.
And Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those who've had birthdays
in the past week.
Yeah.
One was today.
Today and was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy late birthday,
Thank y'all for being friends and supportive and telling us to do this. You know, encouraging us even when we doubted ourselves. And
also,
going
to be guests on here at some point.
At some point, we're going to bring them on here so y'all can see them. If they come, they might not come.
They're in. They were talking about it last night. They're in.
Yeah. So hopefully you'll see their face and you'll meet them.
Our circle of trust.
You will find out and realize why we're friends.
Yes, very quickly.
It will be
very
it out.
Obvious.
You're gonna be like, them crazy folk need to stick together.
Yeah, that's
matter of fact, we can fence them off.
Yeah,
being better. So she's had a year first, and you know this is all new territory. You know, being married for 14 years and now being single.
Yes.
That's different.
Yes.
You know, parenting is different now. Just the way you do things is different. You got time that you didn't even.
Yes.
You don't even know what to do now.
No.
Because you didn't have this time before.
No.
And I'm like, girl, let me show you what you can do with that time.
Let's figure it out together.
Because I've been doing this solo dolo for a minute.
You roll up in your truck. Get in. We're going somewhere. Throw your crap in the back. All right. How long are we going to be gone?
So, yeah, it's cool. So, anyway, so, you know, and we get to, you know, when you get to take somebody along on a new adventure or
it's
new
fun.
Endeavor, you get to share that with, you know, your best friends.
Yep.
That's awesome. You know, so if you got
that
in your
about.
Life, congratulations.
Yeah. And if not, we'll be your friends.
Yeah. That's what we're here for. That's why we made the podcast, so you can be friends with us.
Because we need more. We're lonely.
By the way, we are planning on putting this on YouTube.
Yes.
Spotify, Apple Music, Google. Not Apple Music, sorry. Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Google Podcasts.
Yes.
We'll have Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff up. We got a banner coming that is going to have all of that.
Just one day late.
Yes. It's a day behind.
It'll be up from now on.
Yeah, it'll be up.
But what tell what our handle is going to be.
So on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube, those things are already set up. I haven't had the chance to set up the Apple Podcast at the time of us recording this.
It will be clearly when you're listening to it.
But it's coming. But it's at Hoot, Hoot, and hold on, sorry. It's Hoot in Holla TV. That's Hoot, H-O-O-T, the letter N.
Yeah.
Holla, H-O-L-L-A. H-O-L-L-A, yeah.
TV.
Write it on the board.
As in television.
Write it on the board for the people to see.
Give me that right there. Give me that marker. It was open. You took the top.
I mean, you took.
I thought it was on. I went to grab. Look at that.
Look, the blood of Jesus. He's trying to save you.
Is he?
You already got two marks.
Let's see.
Speaking of Jesus, I got something to show y'all guys.
Oh, God.
You're going to love it. I have Whitney's reaction from earlier.
I was ecstatic.
I wasn't going to show her before we started the recording. That's it. Hoot and Holla TV. Okay.
Put the lid back on. Please, ma'am.
That's it. Back center. All right.
There we go.
So that's it. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Find us, like, share, comment, subscribe. All of those good things. You know the routine.
Yeah, you've done it.
Yeah, you've done it a time or two.
With everybody else.
And if you hadn't done it for anybody else, won't you do it for us? Okay.
Yes.
We need you.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel around.
We're not doing the whole thing.
You're a pal and a confidant. Doom, doom, doom. If you do, party. All
right, show dancing. Jesus needs to be dancing.
I was having my moment. You hear that solo I was trying to give?
I mean.
Haters. God. Geez. Sometimes your haters are not strangers. They are your friends.
I failed you.
So, speaking of Jesus, I found something on the wonderful world of Amazon. Amazon.
I mean,
I don't know what we did before Amazon. I really don't. And I appreciate them. You know, I am a member.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, of Amazon Baptist Church.
I got a box that comes every day. I mean, every day.
When I go to the UPS store, they look at me crazy and it's like,
here she
you
is
got
again.
A problem.
Yeah.
You might have a problem.
Definitely.
I probably do.
Definitely.
Yeah. They make it so convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I found this doodity. Look at it, guys. It's dancing Jesus.
He's looking out for us.
I don't know if you can see.
One groove at a time.
That's dancing Jesus.
Straight up doing the Carlton.
And guess what, guys? It gets better.
He comes with a
water.
Oh. And if he needs backup, he comes with his squad.
Partay.
The dancing disciples.
And it comes with this book. It says Dancing with Jesus.
Yes.
We didn't look at this before the podcast.
Oh, no.
But I got a peek at what it was in here, and I got excited. So we going to go through this.
Like we going to hell excited. Or like
this is the most awesomest thing I've ever purchased.
Better than my screaming goat?
It's
pretty close.
I mean, you can't top Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
You just can't top Jesus.
Yeah, screaming goats brought me a lot of joy.
I mean, I'm not saying it don't bring you joy, but you just can't top Jesus.
Ping.
Oh, goodness.
He tried to hold my hand.
Okay, like so this is what it says. If you can see that, I don't know.
Oh, he's shaking his booty. All right.
It says, are you cursed with two left feet? Are your dance moves unrighteous? Do you refrain from getting down lest others judge you cruelly?
Yes.
This is great. Fear not.
For I am with you.
No, salvation is at hand.
Oh, okay. We got righteous. All right.
Consider this your personal book of revelation.
Oh, didn't.
It's a series of easy to do steps inspired by the words and deeds of the original Lord of the Dance, Jesus of Nazareth.
Because he was clubbing in the Nazareth.
Okay. In between his jobs and, you know, carpentry and
uh-huh.
stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, it says, but how can such wonders be? You might ask.
I question.
the Bible never mentions Jesus dancing.
No, it
does. Verily, it hardly speaks of him dancing at all.
If it did, Footloose wouldn't have happened. I'm just saying.
This is true. Mm-hmm. True. The Nazarene never actually performed any of the routines revealed in these pages.
Oh, are they secret scrolls?
Possibly. Yet all...
Is this sacrilegious? Are we crossing a line?
No, we're not.
Because you bought it. You bought it.
Why are you trying to... You can move me once, but you're not going to move me two.
No, that's under the one. There,
okay.
There.
I don't get a mark for buying Jesus. This is to inspire and to uplift. Matter of fact, put it back. Because I didn't say nothing wrong. Jesus, I just bought a product that gave me joy. Because that's what Jesus gives is joy. And you can't take that from me.
Because
the world
love.
Didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. No. Only Jesus can get that kind of joy. And I'm trying to give the rest of the world joy too. And you're not going to rain on my parade. Okay? I rebuke you. I rebuke that spirit of unjoyfulness.
The spirit of fear. Fear is not of the Lord.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to go there. But sometimes you just got to call the devil out on your stuff. You just got to do
it. Get behind me, Satan.
As what I was saying before you interrupted. I'm
okay,
sorry,
I
Lord.
Retract my former statement. That's
yet.
My bad. Yet.
All were inspired by his life and teachings.
Yes.
If you'd like to remember the Last Supper, there's a dance for that. Likewise, for the cleansing of the temple and Christ's ascension into heaven, Jesus was an inspiration to generations. Let him inspire you, not just to be a better person, but by following the guidance herein to be a better dancer. As the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there is a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance.
Man, they picked the one verse that's on everybody's obituary.
Okay.
We know because we print those.
All right. So the first dance is the water walk.
I feel like we are.
Says
just
it makes way, make ways without making a splash.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to read the inspiration.
Because you ain't falling in.
I'm not going to read the inspiration, but I'm going to give you the instructions. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
It says, stand with your feet apart, knees slightly bent.
Like Jesus, giving us an example
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shift your left leg and jut out your right hip.
Mm-hmm.
Then shift to your left leg and jut out your left hip.
This sounds like it's
going to. And keep repeating.
This sounds like I'm going to get injured.
Bend your. This is too much.
Yeah.
This is too much.
Too much.
Mm-mm.
Too much.
I'm not. We're not doing all this.
No, we ain't.
I'll read the rest of the dances for you. This is quite lengthy.
Yeah, we should hit the high spots.
make an instructional video for y'all to do it at your own pleasure.
My
but
God.
The carpenter clog. It says a fun little routine that's easy to nail.
Oh my God! Now I'm picturing that dude on the clogging video that went viral. The dude was like.
This is my favorite one. This is it. The Temptation Tango.
Oh.
Like this one.
Dancing says, with the devil.
It says show the devil that he can't make you do anything.
Oh.
Look out there. Oh my God, look at this picture. This is horrible, yo. This is so bad.
OMG.
You see that?
G.
That's crazy.
This is terrible. We're just treading.
I didn't write the book. I did not write it. I'm just reading.
Sharing it.
I'm
with
sharing
the
information. The temple slam.
Oh my. Oh
shake
my.
Your
shake your what? What does it say?
The temple. Wait a minute.
What is this called? The temple slam.
It says shake your money maker at the money changers.
Sometimes you gotta flip some tables.
Oh my word. Oh my goodness. Whoever wrote that
is brilliant.
You get a line on the board for that line. Wow. Shake your money makers at the money changers.
At the money changers.
That's horrible. Oh.
Did it get worse? Ooh, I got it. I got it. I want to see. I want to see. Can I see?
I'll let you take over from here.
I got to see. Oh, my God. The Lazarus Lurch.
Oh, word.
Even a dead guy can be the life of the party.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Is this...
This is horrible.
It says Jesus performed plenty of miracles, but raising Lazarus from the dead rocketed him to the big leagues. Oh, my
this
God.
This is bad.
Oh my.
Is this the best one?
The picture for this one.
What is it?
I don't even know how to... We got to show this. The Judas Hustle.
Oh, Lord.
This one's kind of tricky. You see this picture?
We can't show them that. We cannot show them that.
That's traumatizing.
We're not showing y'all that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
That one, that crosses the line. I can't do it.
He proved that haters make you greater. Haters gonna hate.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Wow.
Oh, the cheek turn. Give me some love with this friendly little dance.
Goodness.
Oh, that's so terrible. Oh, my God.
Horrible.
The Last Supper stomp. You just got served.
Oh, you know what it makes me think of? What if they did have dance battles back in the day?
Oh, my God.
That's the dance I'm doing. That's the one I'm doing. Or the Temptation Tango. Jesus. You just got served.
I don't know.
If you just this, right here.
It's not on.
You just got served, brother.
It's not on. No, I think it's on.
Yeah,
it's blinking, but the screen is not on back here.
Well, this one ain't on either. But anyway,
let's see. The Pilot Shuffle. Waffle along with the Bible's most conflicted character. Because just like Pilate, it's all over the place.
Oh. That's probably like three dances in one.
Oh, the Ascension Swing. Oh. Rise up in the air like you just don't care.
Is that it? Field goal post up. Field goal post up.
That's the end. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just don't even know how to feel. I feel a little dirty, a little inspired. Oh, my God.
I think it did what it was supposed to do, whatever that was.
Oh, my God. I don't even know, man. I feel traumatized. Just go set this back here.
Yeah, so just understand that Jesus is watching and dance.
Okay. Woo.
I'm going to put him back over here.
Oh, my jeez.
That's the best. This is.
Oh.
How do you feel about that now? Do you feel like you need to be cleansed?
I feel a little dirty.
Do you?
Like I need to say a little prayer.
Wait a minute. That sounded like. That's what that sounded like.
Oh, how long have we been recording? Does that have a timer on it?
Yeah, it does.
What does that say?
Like an hour and a half.
Really? You think that's enough 22? For two?
I don't know.
Intro?
I like what we're doing. We passed the intro.
Yeah, no, I definitely passed the intro.
Yeah.
Do we keep going or do we sign off? And what is our sign off? Do we have a sign off? You know, some like. One radio station I listen to when they sign off, they definitely don't see Mbop. They're like, keep looking up, because that's where it all is. Do we have one? Squirrel! Oh, we're still going. Okay.
It's even modulated.
I'm just going to wait. The Mbop worship team.
No, I tell you what. what's better than that? Mm-hmm. Kids Bop.
Oh, Kids Bop is terrible. It's
awesome. Give it to me. I want to hear the dirtiest song out on a Kids Bop album.
WAP.
That's the one I want to hear. That's the one I want to hear. I want to hear it. Play it for me.
Yes. We can look it up when we get done here.
Hold on. I'm going to Google it right now. I'm going to see if they have.
I bet they have.
If they do, we're playing it. Sorry.
I bet they
have. We'll play a snippet because, you know.
Snippet, good.
You know how the interwebs work. Can't play this
wild,
stuff.
Wild, angry Panthers.
I feel like we would have heard about it if they made it. I feel like the internet would have like, this is too far.
Too far.
This is not for kids no more. Let me see.
You're going to have to edit out my yawning. I apologize.
I'm not editing it out. That's real. That's real life right
there. Yeah, because it's midnight our time. Because we literally wasted our entire day doing this.
You wasn't supposed to tell the world that.
Well, we didn't waste
it
our
is
day.
3 o'clock Central Time. Thank
it was
you.
Not wasted. Wasn't wasted because we're here to bring you joy. You're yes. welcome. We have suffered for our art. What did they do? What did they call it? What does it stand for?
It's still WAP, but I don't know what it said. I gotta hear it.
Oh,
y'all, give me a second.
Oh, God. Can we plug that into the thing, or you think it'll just pick up on the mics? Saying there's it wasn't hoes in this house. What there's some rolls. Oh my God,
wings and pizza.
Let my kid come in there singing rolls in this house because all
some
I'm on here is
in the sauce.
All I'm on here is
rolls in the sauce.
Man, that's
some
a
rolls in
this
the
is
sauce.
Like the BBW
this is
theme
rolls
song.
In this house.
It's some rolls in this house.
Wings and pizza, 7 days a week.
Bring it here.
I like meat lovers. Put some extra meat. Yes. I like it.
Yes, BBW theme song.
I had to cut it off real quick and it's like, oh my God.
But I want to know what it's... I want to know what... Wings and
I'm
pizza.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to listen to this on the way home.
Yes, wings and pizza. Yes.
Yep, I like it.
It's my new jam.
Man. So you've discovered a new song, guys, for you to listen
You're
to
welcome.
For your own listening pleasure on your
You're
own
welcome.
Time.
You're welcome. We've
Google it yes. on the YouTubes.
Google tube it.
Kids Bop, WAP.
Wings and That's pizza.
Wings and pizza.
There's some rolls
Seven
in this house.
7 days a week. I like pizza. Put some extra meat. Okay.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I'm not a rapper.
No.
I could be. Yeah. I was once. I used to do that.
Yeah.
I know. You're like, what?
Yeah.
I did that back in the day. Yeah, me and my cousin.
I'm floored.
Cousins. Zzz. I don't know. I guess we thought it was going to be big or something like that. I don't know. It was really just something to do. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys. Guess what? We completed 2 episodes. You will see our introduction.
Yeah.
So, and you're going to see this first episode, like real episode. And we're going to have the same clothes on. And
You're
you want to know why? Because we recorded 2 episodes today. And most times, I'll be honest with you, because of the way schedules are.
It's probably going
to
be that way.
That's probably the way it's going to be, that we're going to actually shoot 2 episodes.
At one time.
At one time, and then we'll split it up. And, you know, so that way you'll get it every week.
Unless y'all really like us.
And I mean, if you like us, I mean, we make it happen, you know.
We'll do more.
We'll do more, you know.
We'll give y'all more of us if you give us you.
I also hope to, like, that we can also let y'all in, like, in our, like, day-to-day life a little bit, like, just shenanigans and stuff that may happen at work, because stuff's always happening at work. Or if we're just hanging out, you know, just around a bonfire or something like that. Like, some of that stuff is, like, freaking hilarious, guys, for real.
Oh, my gosh.
You just got to be.
You laugh until you cry.
it's great. We just had one last night. I am still itching from those mosquitoes.
Yes, that was terrible.
My ankles still hurt. Anyway. Yep. So... You know what we haven't discussed, though?
What?
When are we going to release post every week? Want to pick a day right now? Let's pick a day right now. What day's good for you? Now, remember, we got to edit these things.
Yeah, we're probably got Wednesdays.
Middle of the week. Hump day. I'm cool with Wednesdays, you know.
Release some reels and shorts.
Yeah.
And then maybe release the whole new podcast the following weekend.
Yeah. Let's go for Wednesdays, guys. Every Wednesday, new episode. We'll be releasing reels and just different things, content through the week, you know, to build up, and hopefully we can keep this going. Hey, pray for us, for real. Like, yeah, this is seriously different. This is new. This is all new stuff, and we want it to be successful. Yeah. For us, it's not like a money thing, you know. Yeah, of course, we would like to get paid, of course.
Eventually,
yeah. But we actually enjoy doing this.
We enjoy hanging out,
joking. And joking and laughing.
And we want to spread joy.
And, you know, that's not really the purpose, but if it leads to that, you know, who am I to block my blessing?
Yeah, poor. For real.
You know, if it comes to that, then we'll take it with open arms, but that's not really the motivation behind this.
Yeah.
So yeah, every Wednesday we'll get it out to you guys. I don't know if we'll be able to get it to you this coming Wednesday, but it's a Wednesday.
They don't know when we're recording it anyway.
I mean, they don't. They don't. You don't know what today is, do you?
No.
Guess what? It's the day, the weekend before we gonna release it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. It'll be there. Just look out right here.
Hoot and Holla TV.
That's going to keep you updated on when. Because you know why it's going to keep you updated? Because you're going to like, you're going to comment, and you're going to subscribe on the YouTubes.
And you're going to go to work.
And you're going to follow our Facebook page, and you're going to go to work.
And you're going
to
be like, I heard this awesome podcast this weekend. Exactly. These girls are hilarious.
Yeah. And it's they was clean.
Pretty clean.
Now, I'm going to say this.
I like to cuss a little bit.
I believe in the Lord. And
Jesus.
I love you.
Stuff.
But
we dance with Jesus.
Occasionally, a curse word just expresses what I need to say a lot better.
Or in my case, a really dirty thought just kind of comes out. I have the, sometimes my mind is like a 12-year-old boy.
She can own that.
I know,
and I can own mine.
I know who I am.
I know who I am. He made me this way. He know.
He shakes his head at me all the time.
All the time. We have these talks. I know, Lord. I got to do better. I apologize. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. I shouldn't cuss. I shouldn't have cussed that old lady. I'm sorry. Okay? She was moving too slow. Thank you.
She tried to swing on me. It is what it is. Stories for another day.
But we hope you can, you know, share this with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, without shame. It's like, you know, okay, well, look, you can listen. I know I've like had to share stuff like, okay, just ignore the cussing. But this is fun. I don't
it's
want
like, sometimes they're inappropriate.
I don't want it to be that bad, but you know, I want it to be that if you do have kids and your kids are in the room, you don't have to cut it off.
Yeah.
Or put your AirPods in or whatever.
Yeah.
I want you to be able to enjoy it with your family around, and they'd be like, hey, who was that? They're crazy, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I want you to be able to say proudly that it's Hoot and Holla podcast, or you know, a Hoot and Holla TV, without saying, well, you might not be into this. I want it to be for everybody, adults.
And, and if one more person asks me, what's your topic?
And like, oh, yes.
What? Everybody that we
talk
to
that's the number
about,
been one question.
What are y'all going to talk about? What's your topic? And we're like, we're just being us. They're like, oh.
We talk about everything.
So just y'all then. And we're like, yeah, like what you've experienced. They're like, I'd watch that. Or I'd listen to that. But everybody, the first thing, oh, what's your topic? What are you going to talk about?
Squirrels.
Yes, always squirrels.
Squirrels.
Some turtles.
We're all about that.
Definitely sloths.
Yeah. We're trying to save them.
Kangaroos, man. Ooh, we got a whole thing about kangaroos. Hot pocket ninjas.
That's for another episode.
Yes, yes. We'll discuss animals on another episode. We have a lot of conversations.
But we do, I mean, we do have things that we will talk about and bring out, like, far as subject matter, but it's just going to be free-flowing.
Yeah.
So we never know really where we're going to go, so you just got to...
And neither will you. You're welcome.
Gotta buckle up and go along for the ride. So, I mean, this ends it. We did it.
We did it! Yeah!
We
Simo, we did it. I don't know what those Spanish words are in between. Now it always sounded like Noe Simo. I'm like, I don't know.
What?
Dora. Okay.
Like, what the heck is happening?
I forget you didn't have kids. You didn't watch Dora. I watched a lot of Dora. And they have this whole song. We did it. We did it. We did it. Yeah. We did it. I don't know. She didn't teach me that Spanish word. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like you watched another episode. You should have known. Yeah, but anyway. So this ends it. We ain't got no sign off right now, but eventually we'll get a sign
we'll
off.
Have and an intro, a sign
yeah,
off.
Yeah, sign off, all that good stuff. You know, when we get professional and such.
Da-da-da!
And now we're just going to say...